This is the SDSU Extension Radio Network. I'm Pam Geppert. Purchasing beef in bulk from a rancher and having it cut by a butcher can provide savings and unique options of beef. But consumers not familiar with this process may be overwhelmed by terminology and choice. On this week's Cattle HQ Live webinar, hosted by SDSU Extension, navigating the cut sheet for freezer beef will be the focus. Extension meat science specialist Christina Baker explains consumers often question how much meat comes from a custom beef.
What are those factors that influence how much beef is going to end up in your freezer? So we'll go through some calculations on how much to expect, as well as some other things that you might not think about, such as, you know, if you get T-bone steaks, you can't necessarily get your strip loins and tenderloins as well with that. So those are the kind of trade-offs that we're going to be discussing as well.
Baker will spotlight regulations on purchasing locker beef and explain terminology such as hanging time, tenderization, aging, and more. Baker believes one of the positives of purchasing freezer beef is obtaining cuts suited to a family's preference.
A lot of processors are offering tri-tips and picanhas now that used to not really be an option. So there really are a lot of the different products that you can get out of a quarter of beef these days.
The Navigating the Cut Sheet Cattle HQ Live webinar is slated for this Thursday, August 20th at 2 p.m. Central Time online. There's no cost to tune in, but an RSVP is required for the Zoom link. For all the details, visit the events page at extension.sdstate.edu.